Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Get on the grid, Sports Grid. This is Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing as we throw it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You can't stop us. You can't stop us. We're throwing it down. How you doing, Cam?
I'm surviving, Gabe. I even got the call from Mom and Dad. Stop going to the grocery store. We'll get in the delivery. They're getting a little bit concerned, buddy. You're in the hub, but you know what? You said it. We can't be stopped. We will survive, and we'll keep on doing it. Sad thing is, you and Mick Ozzie were just getting me into Aussie football again. I haven't bet that sport in a few years, and I actually did pretty good, and then that got cut off too. So what else is new? You got to expect these things these days, buddy.
Yeah, and then there were none.
Yep.
As, you know what? We were just getting into it. It was week one of the AFL. We came storming out of the gate with a couple of wins. We had a little bit of a speed bump on Friday night, but we bounced back on Saturday. And, you know, I guess it's fitting, Cam, the last game of the AFL season was my West Coast Eagles. And West Coast won and covered. That we hit our big parlay. We played a parlay, the Essendon Bombers and the West Coast Eagles. We hit that. Should have laid the 19.5 as well. You know, I knew, man. Like, I knew they weren't going to be able to get through the season. Like, God bless them for trying. Like, but week one, I can't. Like, they played and they basically decided before it was even over. Like, they told West Coast and, like, before West Coast and Melbourne, yeah, it's over after you guys. Like, it's done.
No, it's crazy, too. And I was sitting there and we talked about the Louisiana Derby. And then I'm getting all ready for the races. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing okay. I hit a couple guys, seconds and thirds, with big bombs. And then they go, and this is the last race. The Louisiana Derby will be the last race at Fairgrounds. I'm like, oh, okay. So that ended. You know about Aqueduct. New York doesn't screw around there. So it's crazy. Only these California tracks. So Santa Anita, Golden Gate, and like a couple others, they're the only ones rolling. But I got to believe, Gabe, pressure. Eventually, they're going to say, why are you guys running? Like, stop. So it's amazing.
Dude, Santa Anita is a death trap at the best of times.
Sorry. I know. It's crazy. Like, I know. That's the thing.
Like they kill like 10 horses a day there.
And they're running. I don't understand how California is like above, you know what I mean? They're still running these tracks and it makes no sense to me, but you know, I'm not in government. We just, we're talk show hosts, I guess. I have no idea.
No, exactly. We're not in government. No. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. So the AFL started, they're done. The UFC is trying to move forward. They've got a big fight with Khabib and Tony Ferguson around the corner. There's no way in hell that fight's happening in Brooklyn. No. The Barclays Center is closed. Barclays Center might be a hospital by the time that UFC event was supposed to take place. And Dana White, this is where Dana's at right now, Ken. He said, there's a couple of spots in Africa we're looking at.
That's great. Yeah. Is the Ivory Coast free? Yeah. That sounds like, good.
Like basically.
Yeah,
he's like, there's a couple of spots that are, you know, unaffected. They're, you know, no virus. It's like, so you're going to bring it to them then. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, Cam, like you said, we're not in government. We're not doctors. All we can do is relay the news that we see. But you and I have been talking about, well, the NBA said, you know, we hope to be back in early July, best case scenario. But let me ask you something, Cam. If you can't have the Olympics in July 24th, like late July, how the hell are you playing anything else? There's no Stanley Cup champion this year.
Oh, God,
like,
no.
I think hockey is like, we'll start off with there, Cam. Because basketball, they're talking about tournaments and weird things already, and they can pull it off easier. You and I talked about it. Hockey takes forever. Every series goes 7 games, man. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to start in August, and when's it going to end? In like October? And the NHL, you can't correct. It's like two wrongs don't make a right. And it sounds cliche. You hear that when you're a kid. Oh, two wrongs don't make a right. But they're not going to sabotage next year as well, Cam.
That's exactly
what you said. Like, at some point, it's like, well, there's just no cup. That's just it. It is what it is. There's no cup. And we're going to start the season, hopefully, as normal. Because we can't start a domino effect of, what are we going to do? End the season in December? And then what? Then we got to, you know what I mean? Like, they've got big problems here. I don't think there's going to be a hockey. I don't think there's hockey coming back, Cam, in my opinion.
I used to think I was optimistic. And I guess in your approach, you talked about a three, like maybe a best 2 out of 3. Even that, the math doesn't say, you know, it's going to work out, Gabe. What about baseball? They talked about, you know, we need a 4-week window before this even starts talking about. So let's be realistic. And we're not the bearers of bad news here. We're just guys who are going to give you a real take. And you brought up a great point. The Canadian golf team already came out. Canada was the first country to say, you know what? We're not going to the Olympics. This is not going to happen. We're not going to risk our athletes over medals. We're done. Like, and these guys are still talking about the Olympics. No, this is a global pandemic. It's not something that can just go away. And getting all these people there, that's not a good recipe for curing things, Morenci. So we might have to take a big hit, and you're saying you're right. I don't think there is going to be...
There's 11,000 athletes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. It's 11,000
11,000 athletes in a village.
Exactly.
Wait, what are you saying?
You said it, in a village. Yeah. Like, and you know what these guys do when they're there, too. Hey, I'm the Romanian guy. I'm going to hook up with the chick from Sweden.
Like, you see that stuff. There's more sex there than the AVN Awards in Vegas.
There's a lot of sex. There's a lot of things going on there. So in those little villages, it's a recipe for disaster. Sorry, Tokyo. You got to pull the plug. And as you mentioned in hockey, Gabe, all these things, like more and more by daily, guys are coming out. This trainer's got it. These players had it. The Ottawa Senators. Like, this is something that continues to grow. So until you basically see numbers going down, which is not happening, you can't put anybody at risk. And Canada said, we're out.
A bunch of NHL players have split as well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of players from Europe, and they left, right? They got the hell out. Like, they were told at first, hang around in the city that you play in. That's not happening. You know what I mean? Like, before it was like, oh, you can still go to the practice facility and practice. No, you can't. Like, nobody's going anywhere. Now, listen, there's conflicting reports, and this is what's going to happen now, guys, in which the medical professionals basically are saying, you've got to shut things down for, like, the next 3 months type thing. All right, so that's basically where we're at, Cap, which would put us on that midsummer timeline.
Yes.
Like we stated, I heard a medical professional, Cap, state every day that, like, people are, like, you know, like towns that haven't closed down, like, completely, he said every day that leads to a week extra of quarantine, like, in the future. So, like, basically he said every day that we're, like, we're missing now basically adds a week on to this. And so people need to realize that. I'm not happy with the situation. It is what it is. But the sooner we shut everything down, because look, there's no vaccination, all right? The vaccination's 12 to 18 months away. So nothing's going to stop this, guys. The only thing that can stop it is if we all stay away from each other and we basically figure out who's sick, and then you take care of the sick and you keep the healthy people away. Yet, with the economy going the way it is, Cam, there's going to be a push, like, faster rather than later. But the leagues doesn't mean the leagues are going to do this. Each sport is different, but as we stated, and as far as the Olympics, the Team Canada was the first team to step up and state, we're out. We're not going. We can't go. And it's not just so much that, like, oh, Japan is a danger. Because Japan doesn't have a ton of cases, but Japan's not testing because they don't want to find out they have a ton of cases because they don't want to lose the Olympics.
Yes.
So
excellent
point. There's this weird little, you know, game going on here. But the athletes, guys, they can't train right now. You can't train. Dude, there's qualification tournaments, Cam. Like, right now, there's all kinds of meets that are normally going on and, like, you know, events leading into the Olympics. No one can train, right? So you're going to have an Olympic. You can't do this. You can't put 11,000 athletes there. And as you mentioned in the Olympic Village, these Olympic villages are small, right? Like, they're small villages. That's part of the charm of the Olympics. They cram everyone in this village. Yeah. Everyone has sex and gets drunk all night after their events. Exactly. And they all sleep on, like, you know, four in a room and stuff like that. Like, it's not like you have your own room there and stuff, right?
Like, you're right. It's like going to camp again, but instead, yeah, it's like medals. It's like, it's grown-up camp.
Jesse Larson's a big dude. He's in a room with some other guy. They're in a little, like, 300-square-foot thing. Remember, like, they're sleeping on, like, this, like, wood, sort of wood, like, bamboo things? It's like, not happening, man.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
With you 100%. What are you gonna do? Train in your house? Run up and down stairs? No, you're right.
And another thing is, think of this. So, like, let's say with the NBA players. Yeah. So what? If they can't play in the NBA, but they're gonna go play in the Olympics?
That's insane.
You know what I mean? And the NHL had this problem, which they were like, oh, it's in our season and stuff. The NBA is more into it. The NBA likes playing in the Olympics, but the thing is, they can't do it. They're gonna say, listen, we've got our own playoffs to deal with. We can't send all of our best players, like LeBron James and everyone, to the Olympics for 4 weeks. And then
no offense. If me and you were the owner of the Lakers, you're thinking about the money you put into these guys going over to the Olympics too, right? Aren't they? They're humans, but they're a part of your investment. You're paying them a hell of a lot of money to play for this team. So you're already thinking about
them. And you'd be worried about them getting the virus there. Like, you can't do it.
It's too many cons, not enough pros, buddy. That's the way it is.
It's too bad. I mean, listen, we're going to get into some NFL because that's still going on right now.
Yeah.
The NFL is really starting to really work on their plan now for the NFL draft. And basically, they haven't decided what city they're going to do it in yet, but there's no public.
No.
Like, they're going to be in a TV studio. The players aren't going to be there. So basically, they're already setting it up. So basically, they're going to have a Skype setup, Cam, at Joe Burrow's house. Yeah. Joe Burrow, the number one NFL.
thanks, Bengals. Yeah. Hey, I'm an Ohio guy.
Put his Bengal hat on. Hey, guys, how you doing?
It's going to be hilarious,
like,
actually.
They can pull it off. Like, you know what I mean? It'll be a 5-minute interview with him and stuff. But there's no more. They can't. It's not like it's going to be. Like, it's going to be totally. They're actually talking about it. And listen, one thing with ESPN, they do have some smart guys there. And I was reading that ESPN is actually embracing this as sort of going vintage.
Yeah.
They want to do, they're going to say, you know what? We're going to replicate the old drafts we used to do, kind of. Right? But it reminds me, Cam, of the old CFL drafts, which it was, I swear, man, I remember on TSN, live, the CFL draft. And basically, that's what it was, Cam. They had a camera in each GM's, like, office.
Hello?
It was like, you call a guy from the column, the Manitoba, hello, Bison, hello, Jeremy, yeah, Calgary, we selected you. And of course, famously, remember Ottawa drafted a dead guy.
True.
That's when you know. That's when you know, like, your how to scouting has got a problem. You drafted a dead guy. Like the CFL, like, they basically would draft players and then, you know, contact them a week later. Hey, yeah, we drafted you, by the way.
They didn't do their homework.
No, they didn't do their due diligence. So the NFL draft's going to go forward. Last week we talked quite a few NFL draft props. Actually, we'll continue to get in to them. We've got some more interesting Tom Brady props up on the board. As you know, and it's the one thing, man. You know, as of this taping right now, Jameis Winston still unsigned.
And it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I think Jameis Winston's a damn good quarterback that can help more than one football team. Jameis Winston's going to sign somewhere. You know that. You know he's going to end up somewhere, but where is that going to be? We'll break that down. We'll take a look at the odds as well for Cam Newton and Andy Dalton. Hoyer signs with the Patriots. Didn't see that one coming.
Big deal.
So that's Hoyer. That's Stidham their answer. Hoyer?
I'll be fading those guys all season long.
Well, it's interesting you say that because FanDuel has a prop up right now. Who will win more games, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the New England Patriots? And it's a head-to-head bet, minus 110 on both sides, Ken.
I like that. You want to save it to the next segment, buddy, or what do you want to
jump in?
Oh, I'm all over Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I know New England and has a plan. And the one thing I'd worry about making this bet, New England could jump up in the draft and take Tua or do something crazy. Like, who knows what Bill Belichick's up to. But as of now, with the rosters that they have, I also like Tampa Bay in that division. Carolina's going to be weaker. Atlanta's done nothing. You know, I'm not really impressed by them. And the Saints are a team that's getting older. So I think Tampa Bay was in a good spot to begin with Winston and with Brady. So I don't know, Gabe, and the Bills are better too. They don't have to worry about Tom.
So I have Tampa's schedule up here. So, of course, Tampa Bay play in the NASCAR division, the NFC South. So they play against the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Saints. But looking at, of course, every team in the National Football League each year, their schedules are already out for next year.
Yep, sure.
There's not dates. So you don't know, what week you're playing teams, but everyone knows who they're playing already. So they can book hotels and, the teams kind of know. So they can start to figure things out. So they know who they're playing. So as far as divisions are concerned, so the Buccaneers, Cam, they're playing against the AFC West. So AFC West is pretty good.
It is.
So that's a game against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a game against the Raiders. It's a game against the Chargers and a game against the Broncos. Now, for the record, where are they on the road here? So they go to Las Vegas. They go to Las Vegas, they host the Chiefs, they host the Chargers, and they go to Denver. All right, so, they go to Denver. And they also play against the NFC North, which is a pretty tough division too, Cam. Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions, etc. So Buccaneers' schedule isn't easy, but at the same point in time, when you consider they played two freaking months on the road last year,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
It's going to be a piece of cake for them compared to what they did last year. And think about New England, though, Gabe. It's not just about Buffalo, right? Like, this is the thing. They used to beat up everybody in the division. Even with Tom Brady, we saw them. They looked older in the playoffs. A lot of the players are aging. I know Belichick will have a plan, but it's just a team that has to take a step backwards eventually. I got to believe it.
So if we look at the Patriots schedule, interesting. They also play against the AFC West. So they're even playing a lot of the same teams. They're even playing against a lot of the same teams. They play against the AFC West. So they open up these. You got the Bills, the Texans, the Chiefs. So is it the South too? No. All right. AFC West, NFC West. AFC West, NFC West. Those are the two non-division games that the Patriots are playing. They also play at Kansas City as well.
And look at the NFC West. Arizona is going to be better. San Francisco's a Super Bowl team. Seattle's still Seattle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be that easy.
I think Tampa's going to win more games than them
two. Me too.
So you and I are in agreement. Listen, we think Tampa could win this division. And I think Tampa's a 10-win football team.
I do too.
I think that's what we're looking at. 10-6, maybe 11-5. They're going to be good. They were good last year. They were 7-9. It could have been better. Now they have Tom Brady. You know they're going to address some stuff in the draft as well. They still have some money under the cap. There's still a lot of stuff that can happen in National Football in the National Football League. Especially a good point by you, Cam. There's no way in hell they're going at this thing with Stidham and Hoyer. It was Belichick just waving a white flag. I mean, come on.
He'll never wave the flag. not Bill.
And it's some interesting stuff. It's coming out. Oh, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick weren't getting along at the end. Yeah, that's no kidding. That's why we were.
Exactly.
Breaking news. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk Jameis Winston and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Arezzi. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's talk some NFL football right now. And a quarterback that both me and Cam are fans of, yet it appears as though there's some trepidation amongst National Football League general managers to give Jameis Winston big money. Winston's going to have to lower his demands, obviously. Word was Winston wanted like $35 million a year. And if you look, if Brady's getting 25 mil, then what are you going to do, Winston? You know what I'm saying? So, Winston, I think your market is down into the 25 mil a year market now, which is still pretty good money anyways. And Winston's only 24, 25 years old. You know, he signs a couple of years. He can sign another deal after. I hate to say it because you and I like him seemingly more than other people do right now, but this is where the mistakes that he's made in the past come back to haunt him a little bit still, Kev. You and I see the improvement in him personally, yet I understand why some NFL owners don't want to give this kid $100 million.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point, Gabe. I think you're going to get him on the cheap. I think he's a different human being. We talked about it. You know, me and you know guys who party. He had party face, very bloated. Then you look at him now. You know what I mean? He's working out. He's doing all sorts of things. He's taking life very seriously. But you also have to look at the track record. You can't unload the bank for this guy when he's thrown 30 picks last year. You know, I don't care if he led the league in passing yards. He threw 30 picks and it cost him a lot of games. I think that'll be improved. But I just can't believe how a team like the Los Angeles Chargers sitting there with Tyrod Taylor isn't licking their chops. This is for the taking. You're going to have to go and beat the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Winston is the perfect type of quarterback there. Tyrod Taylor can be your backup. And, you know, I don't think you can win with Tyrod Taylor. He's a significant upgrade from Taylor, Winston is. And I think in that offense, with the weapons that they have, they'd be crazy not to do it, Gabe. I don't understand why teams are waiting on this guy. Go out and get him. I think he's going to be improved big time. You can't pass up on him right now, buddy.
I don't understand this either right now, as far as Jameis Winston is concerned. To me, if I was the Chargers, I'd be all over him. If you're the Chargers, you can't be rebuilding. What are you going to do at quarterback? Justin Herbert's not ready to start playing right away. You're going to have like 8,000 people in Los Angeles coming into your games. You even lost Melvin Gordon. Like, you've lost Phillip Rivers. Like, you have no star power whatsoever in Los Angeles in a star-laden town. Like, you got serious problems if you're the Chargers. I don't understand. So, right now, the new favorite, and I don't have a problem with this, actually. I don't think it's going to happen. But the Jacksonville Jaguars are now favorites to sign Jameis Winston. Plus 220 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You buy into that at all, Cam?
I could buy into
Gardner
it.
Gardner Minshew sucks, bro. Yeah. Like, people that buy into this guy because he's got a mustache, you're idiots.
Yeah. Hey, just remember the London game with Gardner Minshew when it all fell apart. You know what? I'll give him credit. As a six-round draft pick, he actually overachieved, but his porno profile was actually more to the liking of what he actually did on the field. So let's call it out for what it is. Gardner Minshew's a backup quarterback in this league. He's not a starter. As for Winston, it makes sense. You know, Florida guy, Gabe. You know, you play at Florida State, you go to Jacksonville. It makes a lot of sense. What are these guys going to do? They can't win with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback right now. Are they going to go out and draft a quarterback? Or would you go for a guy like Jameis Winston? I don't know what the hell they're doing down in Jacksonville either. This is a team that had good defenses. Guys are leaving that team. They got head cases.
They're done. They're done to hell.
They're just it's a train wreck organization. But Winston was a guy that I think would be a good fit anywhere. But I don't think he's going to Jacksonville either.
Me neither. I don't. I'm surprised he's actually the favorite there. Miami Dolphins are the second choice at plus 320. Another Florida team, as you mentioned. I don't see it either. I think that if you're the Dolphins as well, like the Chargers, we'll get to the Chargers after. Yep. The Dolphins are rebuilding. The Dolphins do have a bunch of young guys on the team. It wouldn't make a ton of sense, actually, to do that. Like, I'm thinking, like, the Dolphins aren't in AO. We're going to win now. We just need a quarterback. Nah, the Dolphins are rebuilding. They did a nice job. Flores did a nice job under difficult circumstances. They were clearly trying to tank. They gave them crap to work with. And they battled. They covered some point spreads.
They did.
They're a couple of years away. I think the Dolphins, you never know with the Dolphins, but I think the Dolphins are content with their rebuild program
here.
They're
going to draft Tua.
They're going to get Tua. They're going to get Jordan Love. They're going to get Herbert, whatever. I think Tua as well. I see Tua as a Dolphin too. But we talked about it. Some teams might jump up and try to get to him, man. And there might be a bunch of teams that are secretly liking this guy, right? But I think the Dolphins like him. And I can see him ending up there. I don't see Jameis Winston signing with the Dolphins. The Redskins, I don't see it either. I can see Cam Newton going to the Redskins with Rivera, short deal, veteran guy, sort of pushes Haskins.
I agree 100%.
Winston, like, nah. Winston's getting a longer-term deal. Winston's not going to Washington. They're not throwing Haskins out of the bus for Jameis Winston. Which leads us to the New Orleans Saints, which I find interesting that they're at 5-1 right now.
For Winston? That makes a lot of sense. Well, think about this, right? They have Drew Brees, who's in the
final. He gets hurt a lot.
Yes, he does. And imagine Jameis Winston is your – would he want to be that guy, though? Do you want to play behind Drew Brees? Like, that's very interesting. And maybe they have a secret deal, Gabe. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Drew Brees, he says, too, maybe he's got 1 year left, Jameis. You back him up this year. If he's done, his arm looks a little bit weak. You were the new quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Crazier things have happened, but
I think I
need a little bit more than 5-1 to pull the trigger in that type of scenario.
To me, the teams that make sense, and you know what? There's a team we're going to get to that actually wouldn't, you know what I mean? We'll get to it, but Denver Broncos plus 750, and John Elway's not signing Jameis.
They got luck.
They got Drew Luck. They've already gone through all this stuff. They're not going through it. Yeah. The Patriots are plus 750.
Uh-oh.
I'm not discounting that Winston ends up there.
I wouldn't either.
You know, Bill Belichick might just say, offer him, listen, Jameis, I'll give you a one-year deal.
Yep.
And if it goes well, think about how your career will be rehabilitated. You played well under Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Like, Winston's going to have to bet on himself, Cam. No one's giving him a four-year deal. It's pretty clear. Like, he's going to have to take, like, a two-year deal from someone to prove himself again.
A one-year deal, as you said.
Like, the Patriots.
You can't go into the season.
They're crazy not to, almost. I don't understand. They're crazy not to.
This is stupid. So what are the Patriots doing? There's two options.
Especially if you're Belichick, to get back at Brady. Say, yeah, you know what? Well, I'm going to take the guy you replaced. Let's see how this goes.
That's an interesting angle, too. But I'm going to say this. You're Bill Belichick, and he wants to come out and say this, but he's probably in a room right now. Say me and you work for the Patriots, and I'm your guy. We're going Stidham, Hoyer. No. This is not happening. Like Bill Belichick behind closed doors said, these guys are both backups. We watched Hoyer start for Indianapolis against Miami. It was one of the worst games we've ever seen ever.
That was free money.
Remember that game? That was free money. We took the Dolphins plus 10, free money. Books don't give away free money, but when Hoyer is laying 10, that's free money.
That might have been the worst point spread in the history of point spreads.
Actually, I can agree with you. That was probably one of the worst numbers that they've ever put up. And I'll tell you, Bill Belichick is thinking, Jared Stidham from Auburn, sure, he has potential, but he's not an NFL starter yet. He's not ready. Jameis Winston makes a lot of sense. And Bill Belichick, you said it, even with the ego, I would love to take the guy switching teams. And if New England does better than Tampa Bay, he can push it to Tom and say, see ya, see what I did with Jameis, buddy? That's the thing. And I think New England and Belichick would love that challenge.
Set plus 750 for the Patriots.
See, that's a good number.
The Raiders are 10-1. Mm. I still think the Raiders are kind of in the mix here.
They're in play, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. If they haven't let Carr go yet, you know, I don't know what the salary cap game is and all that type of stuff with Carr. Like, don't forget, guys, a lot of stuff happened out of the gate more than usual this year in the National Football League. And don't discount, like, that a lot of stuff happens around the draft, too. And then think, guys, every year when there's training camp, what happens? Oh, my God, this guy got hurt. Oh, that quarterback's out for the year. Right? Like, Cam Newton's getting signed. Jameis Winston's getting signed. Andy Dalton's getting signed. You sort of have to be patient and let things play out still a little bit more. I'm just saying there's a lot of drama to come still in the National Football League. Trust me, coming up. So how about this next team, which it's almost just too much as far as the drama is concerned, but they don't have a backup quarterback. And how Ben Roethlisberger, really? Like, how much longer? This guy's like, you know, how many times can he get hurt and come back, this guy? The Pittsburgh Steelers, 14-1, Jameis Winston.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't even think about the Steelers. You're right.
Mike Tomlin, he's the type of guy that can get along with Jameis Winston.
You're right. African-American coach with the quarterback. I think they'd have, I'll tell you, man, that would work. And I think Omar Epps, a.k.a.
Same thing sort of as Drew Brees. Hey, listen, Ben's the guy, but let's be real.
You're not.
You know, the guy's fragile, and he's old. He's had 22 surgeries. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can be the quarterback here if you're patient. He's on the board, 14-1, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'll tell you, if I had two bets with Jameis Winston, the ones that you would take would be the Patriots at +750, and you kind of got me thinking about Pittsburgh. You got to think about the next case scenario. That's why I still think the Saints are in play, Gabe, but once you start betting three things, then you take away your value there. But yeah, I got no problem with that.
The Chargers are 15-1. Like, I don't know why the Chargers are doing. Just sign him.
Exactly. Tyrod Taylor cannot be your starting quarterback in comparison to Jameis Winston. It's that simple. Winston is way better than Taylor. End of discussion.
Cam Newton is the Redskins are the favorites for Cam Newton, +200. I think that's happening.
He can mentor Haskins. You know, yeah. I got to be honest, Gabe, and I don't say this very often. I think Cam Newton, for what he's done for Carolina, I don't like the way they handled the situation. I think Cam Newton got a raw deal. I think they kicked him to the curb like yesterday's trash. And if I was him, you know, I'd be pretty pissed. Who did they pick up today? The kid from the XFL, PJ Walker, former quarterback Temple University.
Yeah.
Rule pulls him from there. So Matt Rule, they have a connection there. You still have the third round pick.
Allen, Will Greer. They got a lot of quarterbacks there.
Yeah, you got a whole lot of quarterbacks. Are any of them any good? We saw the Allen experiment. It started off well. Greer's obviously not ready to play.
I think Walker will be the backup. I think Walker was a third stringer on the Colts for a year or two. Yeah. He's on a practice roster, third string guy. So he's been in the NFL before. He played great in the XFL.
Yeah.
I think he'll probably end up being the second string, maybe the third. I think Will Greer is going to be the odd man out. Kyle Allen will probably be third string. Walker, second string. And, of course, Bridgewater is the starter there now. But I agree. Listen, I don't have a problem, Cam, with them not bringing Cam Newton back. Because if you look, it's a new coach. It's a new owner. Luke Kuechly retires. Greg Olsen's gone. New coach. It's pretty clear that, listen, and it's hard, Cam, to build a new culture when you just have one star layover left. You know what I mean?
True. You think they were kind of on the way out. They waited a long time. Here's the thing.
That's my problem with it, Cam. The way that they did it.
Yes.
Remember, they should have done this immediately. Yes. They knew they were going to do this to him. They should have just done it immediately.
Cam Newton was a loyal soldier for you. Sure, he got hurt, but the first couple years, he took you to the damn Super Bowl. So let's just everyone relax from the situation. I know he's a guy with a diminishing skill set, but the things he's done for that franchise, for them to throw him out like trash, they could have obviously given him more time to sign on him with another team, but he'll find a job, Gabe. He's just not going to get what he should. And it makes sense with Ron Rivera. They got a connection there, but I think they treated Newton like crap. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, this new owner, he doesn't really seem to care, what anybody thinks or about alienating people, about upsetting people. We've seen it. So Cam Newton's +200. And speaking of owners, let me just say this, Cam. You know, now it's down to one. There's only one team in all of professional sports, Cam, that aren't paying their employees right now.
One team.
Yeah. You know who that team is?
Who?
The Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, Buffalo Sabres? Wow. I know Calgary wasn't going to pay, but then this kid put pressure on GoFundMe.
They got shamed into it.
Yeah, they got shamed into it because Boston Pizza and Treliving. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a class act that guy is, eh? Boston Pizza. Taxpayer dollars for Calgary. Then you don't even want to pay people. I own Boston Pizza. It's unbelievable.
They are the biggest clowns. Like, I know. Don't even get me started about that company. I refuse to eat there now.
No, I wouldn't go there either. I had to
put my own personal point down. I'm like, I'm not going to your bar. I'm not going to buy your pies.
That place sucks.
It does suck. And you're telling me you don't want to pay players? I'm surprised Pegula, though, the man of the community, not paying the Buffalo Sabres. That's shocking to me.
He says he'll pay if the season is canceled. The thing is, when are they going to announce this so no one's getting paid? Oh, no, he's taking it hard, bro. People are pissed in Buffalo. Like, and the thing is, like you said, he saved Buffalo, so it's kind of a weird deal. But as first reported by The Athletic, laid off employees of the Pegulas. Get this. This is what's unbelievable, Cam, too. Not only are they not paying people, laid off employees are not guaranteed to get their jobs back. You are going to be allowed to reapply for your position, Cam.
Oh, my God. Yikes. Yikes. Wow. I don't even know.
This is bad, like, for the Pegulas. I don't know why. And they haven't, like, they're aware they're getting ripped. They don't seem to care. Kim Pegula says that game day workers in Buffalo and Rochester's will be paid in the event that the Sabres, Bandits, and other games are canceled. But the games are canceled already.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? You're going to give a check like in wet. Like.
That is ridiculous. And you're talking about a place that needs the bread. I feel so sorry for the people of Buffalo. They continue to just get crapped upon. Like, yeah, the guy saves your city. Now he's hanging you out to dry. It's like, come on, man. It's ridiculous. Hey, I'll give the Devils credit. When this whole COVID-19 thing broke down, they were one of the first teams of professional sports to say, we're going to pay our players. Yeah. The Devils were ahead of the curve.
Man,
and
you know what? The Devils lose money too. They don't have money. The Devils. That's one team that doesn't have money.
Exactly. If the Devils said we don't have the money, I'd go, I kind of understand that. And they're like the ones going, we're gonna pay. What kind of world are we living in, Bradsy? Craziness, man.
Oh yeah, it's bad. So the Redskins are +200 for Cam Newton. Jags +300 Cam Newton. Dolphins +300 Cam Newton.
Jags make sense actually.
Chargers 5-1 Cam Newton.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, Winston Newton.
Broncos, no. I don't know why the Broncos are on this list all the time. Don't they understand? The Broncos have a quarterback.
They got Drew Lock. Apparently, they don't like Drew Lock.
They're not signing these other guys. Patriots, Cam Newton +750. We're talking about Winston.
Yeah.
One-year deal with Cam Newton if you're the Patriots? Can't hurt.
No, it can't.
It can't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who else is who's the biggest dog on the board there?
Pittsburgh, 20-1.
You love Pittsburgh with your underdog bets with the Steelers.
Wow, they're on the list.
You know what? The Winston thing makes sense with Pittsburgh more because Big Ben, like, he's an amazing specimen that he could still play football.
Yeah, but he's an egomaniac. He can't handle Cam Newton or Winston in the same room.
That's true. Yeah, that's a problem.
God, can you imagine Ben and Winston? That's a lot of groping.
Sorry. Winston, Big Ben.
Two of them. You can't have the full family. I don't want to be that guy because, you know, it's the coronavirus and everything.
I'm allowed to crack the joke
here. That guy, yeah. But Ben Roethlisberger was telling people to practice social distancing. I'm thinking, you're the last dude that should be telling people social distancing. All right. You're going to take a quick break. Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Get on the grid, sports grid. I am Morenci, throwing it down with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We're talking NFL quarterbacks, where they're going to end up. And I don't know why the Chargers are waiting for this right now when you've got Jameis Winston out there available. We talk about like the Pittsburgh Steelers, 20-1 for Cam Newton. The Raiders are 12-1 for Cam Newton. Then you've got Andy Dalton. And I don't know if you saw the reports, Cam, that they said, nah, the Patriots aren't interested in Andy Dalton. It's not going to be Andy Dalton. It probably isn't if they brought Hoyer in, which somewhat surprises me a little bit because I don't know what you think, but I think Dalton is a good fit for the New England Patriots.
Isn't he going to the Bears? He's already with the Bears, is he not? I think he is. I don't know if they want
not official. He's been linked with the Bears, but people just sort of assumed he's going to be with the Bears.
Huh. Interesting. Andy Dalton in New England makes total sense for me. He could take that offense with Bill Belichick and just run it. Just, you know, don't do dumb things. You know, I could see him in New England totally, Gabe. That makes total sense.
What I don't understand here is, though, Andy Dalton, the Bears aren't even on the list. But before the Bears were favorites.
Yeah.
Like the Bears, Andy Dalton right now, I'm looking right now. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 200. Washington Redskins plus 200. LA Chargers plus 350. New England Patriots plus 750. Miami Dolphins plus 850. Cincinnati Bengals 10-1. Raiders 25-1. The Bears aren't even on the list. Andy Dalton makes a lot of sense for the Bears.
Because of Foles, that's why, right? Because the Bears, when they signed Foles, I guess they said Foles over Dalton. Foles will battle Trubisky. I just thought Andy Dalton to the Bears made a lot of sense to me, but anyway.
Is Foles the new starting quarterback there, or is it Trubisky? Are they going to battle? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what is Chicago doing? If you want to talk about a team that really, why wouldn't Chicago try to get a Jameis Winston in there? That's what I'm thinking, right? You got Anthony Miller, a speedster at receiver. You got a young running back with Montgomery from Iowa State. You still have a very, very lethal defense. I don't know what the hell these guys are thinking. You obviously don't like Mitchell Trubisky, but what, you think Nick Foles is going to like be a starting quarterback?
The Bears aren't on the list. The Bears aren't on the list either for Jameis Winston. Yeah, they decided on Nick Foles, like we said, like before. But the thing is, it's just strange that you have some of these other teams on the board, like the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Like, why are the Denver Broncos on this list? And the Bears wouldn't be. But so the Bears have Foles and Trubisky right now. So you have two quarterbacks, and neither of them are any good, really.
Yeah, well, the Denver Broncos are on the list because of one thing. Flacco's done, right? So he's officially going to be out of the NFL or not a part of Denver's rotation. So
yeah, there ain't no prop where Joe Flacco ends up next.
No, Joe Flacco's going nowhere. It's over. So you have Drew Locke, but you also need another quarterback there. Are they going to bring in a guy to fight Locke? But you've already given Locke starts at the end of the season. So I don't know what Denver is really thinking there. Like, do they think we have a good enough quarterback and we're just going to throw him out there with growing pains? Or are we going to make Locke sit back behind a veteran and then see if they're going to have a duel to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, which kind of makes sense why these guys are on the list. That's what the sports books are thinking.
I got to say, Cam, so we had a lot of fun taking people's questions last week. And we're going to make it a daily thing since there's no live chat during the show. But we're getting a lot of food questions, actually. We've got one from Big Merce. He wanted to know what's in Cam's fridge during a pandemic. Our boy Jesse Lapine wants to know, what are you boys grilling right now? And I see some people doing some great cooking out there. I'm not one of them.
Maybe Cam is. I don't know what Hainser was doing, 5 pounds of onions and a brick of cheese, but he was trying to make French onion soup. I just see a big nugget of cheese in the bowl. I'm like, geez, that's a lot of cheese, Hainser. He's like,
yes. Hainser can cook.
Hainser's kind of an underrated cook. Yeah. Like, he's kind of like, you think he's kind of like a sloppy cook. Like,
you know who's a real cook?
Who?
Dude, the guy was eating octopus last night. I wouldn't eat octopus.
Oh, I love octopus. Who?
You do, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Joe Galina.
Oh, Joe Galina.
No, like, he looked like a five-star restaurant. Like, he had this pasta, octopus, and salads. He goes, little dinner I whipped together here. I'm like, little dinner? Like, looks like it's like an $80 meal at a restaurant.
That's why you call him the fish. If a guy's named Joe the Fish Galina, he's obviously going to be the king of seafood. He knows how to grill an octopus. No, Galina
can... Yeah, it was all grilled, exactly. Octopus, Cam? I'm not...
love it. I love octopus. Grilled, fried, everything. What's in my fridge?
What's in the fridge during the pandemic?
I went to the store before. I got two of those dome birds, like, you know, those St. Hubert, like, kind of dome birds. So I use one. So I eat a lot of chicken. I use some in hot chicken sandwiches with a gravy. And I also bought 30 eggs that I have there. So I made some eggs.
You stocked up on eggs.
Big sale on eggs for a big flat. So I bought 30. So know what I did with them, though, Gabe? I also had bacon and eggs a couple days, and I made egg salad. Egg salad's a nice sandwich for a change of pace. I know you're a fan. You know, put a little Dijon mustard in there. Good change when you get sick of stuff. Egg salad sandwich, underrated.
Somebody asked, actually. Let me see if I can find it. I remember the question. I just want to get the, if I can get the guy's name. It was a good question, actually. It was, you're on death row.
Death row meal.
Ooh. Yeah, you're on death row. Oh, here it is. So it's Miles. All right, thanks, Miles. Final meal on death row. What are you getting?
Man, that's tough.
One meal only. You can only choose one thing, too.
Can I do it in, like, spurts, like an appetizer? Does it? I'll start off with, Kentucky Fried Chicken, just, like, some chicken to start off, or some chicken wings. My main meal would be surf.
No, they're not, Cam. You're on death row, buddy. You're not, like, they're not giving you KFC as, like, the appetizer. That's, like, the meal.
Oh,
you're on
horrible.
Death row. Like, they're not, like, you got one meal, buddy.
Okay. A ribeye steak. A ribeye steak with a lobster tail. Just tons of butter all over the place there. That sounds great. And for dessert, I'll go, a pecan pie. A couple of slivers of pecan pie, and then you could pull the plug. With some a la mode. Ice cream on top, too. What's your death row meal? It's got to be a surf and turf for me. But I love
surf and turf, huh?
Yeah, I like. What do you like? I don't know. What do you like? You're a pretty easy guy for your death row meal. Something simple, I bet.
Yeah, well, I don't want to die eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a bucket of KFC on the way out.
You're going to sit well for the rest of your life.
I get, like, some good butter chicken, Indian food. Butter chicken with the naan bread.
Oh, that's a great call. Actually, it's funny, Gabe. That's one of my things I'm cooking. Guys, what's in Cam's kit? I bought a big pail of curry paste, Gabe. I make curried and buttered chicken now at home. So anytime you come back to Mississauga, I'm a white guy, but I love spice in my food. I like to sweat. I'm really mastered the art of buttered chicken and curried chicken.
Cam's getting it done. Cam's cooking.
Yes,
Cam's, yes. Cam's cooking show. This is not a time. Maybe you can start doing some videos from your kitchen.
Yeah,
Cam.
Good call, actually. When I make my butter chicken, I'll just, like, get somebody to film it or something. Yeah, it sounds good.
Well, I've been telling you for years that you should have a barbecue, like, Sunday mornings when NFL comes back. Should be like Cam's cookout.
I'll be so happy when
in the backyard. All right, I'm betting on the Seahawks and the Steelers tonight. And today, making this barbecue grill, like, you know what I mean? Pour some beer on top of it and stuff like that.
I'm impressed by you with the butter chicken call. That's kind of a healthier
call.
Nice. It's actually something that would sit well, too. Like, the butter's not good, but the chicken's got some health to it, you know?
Butter chicken's good.
Chicken, too. Big fan.
You know what's funny? Like, big men on campus is like butter chicken. Like, some people, like, they don't, you know what I mean? They're stuck in their closed-minded ways too much. He thought it was like chicken with just, like, butter on top of it.
Oh, no.
It's not like chicken with, like, butter on top of it.
It's an Indian delicacy. Yes, it's, like, spicy. Yeah, no, not butter. The sauce is very delicious, though. Mm, yes,
all right, so Parker asked, what's our what are some of our best NFL future bets? And it's still up right now, actually. I'm looking. And we talked about it last week. I stand by this, and I know Cam agreed. Jordan Love under... Yeah. 13.5 for the draft. Jordan Love under 13.5 for the draft. Love that bet, Cam.
Love that bet. Also, what was the bet that I talked about? Four quarterbacks to plus 3-1 in the top five picks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it three or four? I forget. I got to go on
three
that
in
one.
The top five at plus 300.
Three in the top five was the bet at 3-1. You're basically playing for a push. And then if you get the fourth, you win. Also, Gabe and I like the Arizona Cardinals with the moves that they've made there. I think it's absolutely fantastic with the, you know, with Watts. You know that they're going to win some games this year, don't you think?
And we have breaking news, you know, live to tape of breaking news right now. As far as we're concerned, 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed.
Yeah, we called that at the start of the show. You can't think about even having an Olympics there with the villages and stuff. It's not happening.
And they haven't officially announced it, but it's leaked. IOC member says, yeah, leaks. Basically, they're shutting it down. They're aware. They just, it's...
What do we do, Gabe? Okay, I have a question then. What sport comes back first? NBA?
Say baseball?
Yeah. I don't even know right now. It's a guessing game.
And but you know, like we said, so if you can't have the Olympics July 24th, how are you going to be playing other stuff July 24th? You sort of have to look at it like that. And the curve is already sort of flattened in Asia. It's going to be worse here.
Yep.
And in fact, you know, the Surgeon General said earlier in the day, actually, that this is going to be the worst week yet to come.
Oh, God.
We can't predict the future, right? I mean, hopefully, you know, Cam, hopefully we're back in July. Hopefully we're back in July. And, you know, we say this now as we're still in March right now.
I know you're a NASCAR fan. They were thinking they're going to be the first. They were talking, what are they talking, June? But
that's a good point.
NASCAR makes sense.
Yeah, well, listen, the UFC is going to try to forward, yeah, right? They're going to try to squeeze a card in here or there. But I think people are still in denial a little bit, Cam. You know, just because you get impatient and people get impatient after a week doesn't change the reality on the ground.
Very true.
Right? Like, it doesn't change. Like, put it this way, guys. Like, the Washington Redskins stadium, their football stadium, is being turned into a hospital.
Yes.
Like, they're expecting not many cases. So... is, you know what I mean? Like, people, the infrastructure isn't ready for games right now. Yet, you know, at least they have to come up with a plan. This is what this stuff comes down to. You need to at least have a plan moving forward and at least postpone the Olympics. But now it's already starting about with the Olympics. And that really sucks. A lot of these Olympians, Cam, they're not getting paid. You know what I mean?
That's another great point.
They've trained for all of this.
Yep.
And they're thinking, well, at least I won't be broke anymore. I'm going to get a job, or I'm going to get sponsors out of this. I'm going to be a star after the Olympics, and I'm going to get paid. Now you're not. Like, it's just, it's so, and now they got to train over again. And now already there's an argument about whether you have to re-qualify for the Olympics next time or whether you're automatically in.
I think if you made it the first time, due to health considerations and concerns, you shouldn't lose the right of you qualifying the first time. If me and you qualified and this thing happened, we did qualify. It's not our fault it didn't happen, right?
No, I know. Like I said, though,
That's tough, though. You can have arguments on both sides.
They're going to try to do this before the end of the year, maybe later in the year. But as I said, all we can do is hope for the best. And we encourage people, listen, I'm not telling people to stay inside 24 hours a day. And, you know, you can go out, you can get air, you can go to the store, you can do what you do. But hopefully people tuning in here right now to us are staying away from crowds.
Yeah, like don't have a party. Don't invite people over.
And don't think, oh, I don't have it. And you don't know if you have it, number one.
That's another great
thing. That's the thing. People don't know. That's why the virus is so dangerous, because people don't even know if they have it. They pass it on. Some people get sick. Some people don't. And it's a real domino effect. But as I stated earlier off the top of the program, guys, pretty much like every one day of not social distancing leads to another week of a longer pandemic after, like in how it multiplies. So that's why I've been stating, you know, if you want to get back to normalcy, it's best that everybody does stay inside, right? Or at least stay away from other people.
Yeah.
You know, keep the 6 feet distance. And it doesn't mean, oh, I'm okay, I'm going to go out into the mall. Because it's amazing how stupid some of these people are. And it's not just millennials. It's not just the dumb kids in Florida, Cam. Like, I saw in Vancouver the other day.
A bunch of that party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're all like, hey, I know. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, they're hugging each other and stuff. Like, are you stupid? And BC's got one of the worst rates going right now. Like, you got to be very careful. No, I know it sucks, but, you know, you got to think about it. You said it. Like, even at the grocery stores now, Gabe, there's tape. Like, 6 feet. Like, stay back. Don't be talking people. Go give them space. Do your own thing. But anyway, some people just don't listen.
And last week we talked. We've only got about a minute and a half or so left here. Parker, and shout out to Parker. He's a big fan. You watch all the show. Shout out, Parker. As far as our best future bets, we talked about it last week. And this is the one thing that I would be excited about is that value of Major League Baseball, Cam.
Already, right now,
they're talking 81 games. And I just read some more about baseball. And basically, they're like, yeah, like pretty much the cutoff. And they're considering a tournament as well now, baseball even. Like an NCAA-style College World Series that basically they'll play 2-3 months and the whole season's kind of a tournament. There's different formats they come up with. But, guys, shortened season could lead to real chaos, okay, in Major League Baseball. So, Cam already pulled the trigger on the Blue Jays. We're talking about the Blue Jays, the Angels. Not
one
of the worst teams in the league, but those mid-tier teams.
White Sox.
Those, like, the White Sox.
Angels.
Like, yeah,
Blue
Angels.
Jays.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah,
these mid-tier teams that can get hot in a shortened season, the Mets, real dangerous team in a shortened season. Start to sprinkle on their futures a little bit to win the World Series even. You're going to get some real fat numbers, guys. And you know, we talked about it in an 81-game season. Crazy stuff can happen. The percentages really, really change for these teams. All right, Cam. Great job once again.
Yep. I enjoy talking football with you, buddy. It's getting nice when these dominoes fall, but our one thing remains certain. I can't believe no one's picked up Winston yet. Maybe the next time we talk, somebody will. It's crazy.
Watch all of our videos right here on YouTube. Subscribe so you get the alerts. You can check out Pharrell on the bench and everybody else from the grid. Everybody's doing a great job putting together content. Stay safe at home, everybody. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.